It looks like food for salmon will continue to be scarce in Lake Michigan. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Researchers say it appears not many alewives were born in the lake this year, and salmon eat almost nothing else. It's bad news for people trying to keep the billion-dollar sport fishery alive in Lake Michigan. Peter Payette is with our partners at Interlochen Public Radio, and he's been covering this story. Hey, Peter.
Hi, Rebecca.
What's going on here?
Well, every year, researchers go out on the lakes to see what's happening, and one of the important surveys is of prey fish, the little feeder fish that big fish like salmon like to eat. And in Lake Michigan, alewives are the main food for salmon, as you said, and this year they found very few newborn alewives. There are alewives in the lake, ones that were born in years past, but the what they call the young of the year, the sort of new class of alewives, there were, they found very few.
So what does this mean?
Well, this means the amount of food won't get a nice bounce this year, which is what the managers of the fishery would like to see. A fish population is sort of like a boxer, and the more it gets knocked down, the harder it is to get up. And so while, for instance, in 2010, there was a huge resurgence, a lot of alewives were born that year. This year, there were almost none born. And as the population steadily declines, it's harder for the fish to make a comeback. And so in Lake Huron, for instance, it finally dwindled to the point where the alewives have basically disappeared, and there are no more salmon to speak of in Lake Huron, except in the northern part of the lake. And right now, the alewife population in Lake Michigan is looking a little punch drunk.
So is there anything that biologists can do about this?
Yes, they can put fewer salmon in the lake, and they are doing that. Last year, they decided to cut the salmon stocking in Lake Michigan by 50%, so they're putting half as many fish into the lake each year, starting this year. And there were groups there, a sport fishing group, very prominent one, the Michigan Steelheaders. They said, don't put any, just stop stocking altogether. Let's just step back and see what happens. There's plenty of wild salmon in the lake at this point. Let's stop adding to the problem by putting more mouths to feed in the lake.
Neither salmon nor alewives are native to the Great Lakes. But is there anything that salmon can eat besides alewives?
Well, they eat other things, but they tend to want to eat alewives for some reason. And in Lake Huron, once the alewives had gone, one fisheries biologist over there told me it appeared salmon would rather starve than find something else to eat. So they just disappeared from Lake Huron at that point.
Let's say that you're not a fisherman. What's the big deal here?
Well, this is big business along the coast for coastal communities, especially little ones. I was kind of bowled over looking at a document from the 1980s that pegged the value to Benzie County at $2.3 million. They had calculated that from 1982 to 1983, in a one-year period, sport fishermen had spent more than $2 million. And that is Frankfurt is the main city that people might be familiar with in Benzie County. And a lot of charter boats are there and people come there and spend a lot of money. And it's these are tourist towns, and having those kinds of crowds in September are welcome. I was over in Frankfurt just a couple weeks ago, went fishing, and there was almost no place to park at the boat ramp because there were so many boats out on the lake and all those people were fishing for salmon.
All right. Well, thanks, Peter.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Peter Payette is a regular contributor to the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.